Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station of the News Radio, WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody, to a gorgeous Saturday. I mean, it is nice outside. Virginia, you're teasing me again. You wacky weather girl, you. Just, look, this is why I get sick in February. I know it. It's okay. It is gorgeous outside. I hope you're going to get out and do something. Jordan, how are you today, sir?
I'm good.
I understand you're going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. I haven't been in a Chuck E. Cheese in about 20 years.
Unfortunately, it's probably been about 10 for me, but that's a different, yeah. That was a different thing and a different time. And this is for your fiance's birthday.
Not her birthday. Oh. One of her coworkers, her son invited us to his birthday party.
Okay.
So we're gonna make an appearance. I'm going to consume some adult beverages and maybe play some skee ball.
See, you know, if I drink at a child's party, I'm called just, you know, all kinds of names. You're just gonna get away with it.
It's casual. I'm not gonna pound a pitcher in front of a 7-year old.
Happy birthday, little guy.
These animals aren't even real.
Chucky's looking at me. You want to fight? I'll fight you. My wife has a big birthday coming up, and you should come. And she wants to go. What's that arcade?
The circuit.
That's what she wants to do for her big birthday that's coming up. So we're going to take her to Scott's Edition. She wants to play Donkey Kong. I like skee ball. I'm pretty good at skee ball. Welcome, everybody. My name is Richard McCann. We are here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon. On this gorgeous Saturday, I've got a ton of stuff to talk about, not least of which is, you know, look, I'm stuck here in the home improvement shop every Saturday. Every now and then, I get to go outside. Every now and then, just a little bit. And today, when this show is over, I jump in the battle wagon, which is what I call my truck, and we're going to haul home improvement booty up to the Meadow Event Park for the Winter Home Show. I'm going to be hanging out 1 to 3. I'm going to be with Kirk Akey and the Akey's Home Improvement people, which I usually do. And then from 3 to 5, I'm going to be hanging out with Atlantic Drafting Services. So great chance to meet some of the people I've been talking about for quite some time, see what they can do to help you. And, I'll be there. So just look for the guy with the WRVA shirt on, because that's me. I'll be wearing a cap. I like cap and the teeth. You'll figure it out. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show with all your questions, queries, conundrums, riddles. I try not to repeat myself, but I do have to say, I talked to the city because I came home. I came home to a notice on my front door saying, your house looks like crap, and if you don't fix it by the 15th of January, which is impossible, it just couldn't be done, they were going to charge me like $2,500 per fine. And I'm sure that would add up quick. And I've been working on it, I really have, but it's been cold, and I don't like ladders anymore. I just don't. I've already told that story. I'm not going to tell it again. So they, I called the number. Called the number like 3 and 4 times trying to reach this nice lady, Miss O'Brien, and nothing. I just left message after message. Finally, I come home, and here's a business card for the same lady taped to my door. And I'm like, okay, look, a cell phone. I can reach this. And like I've said before, if you want to work with this city, you just have to communicate. That's all you really have to do. And so we got together, we talked. And I've got an extension till April 1st. So by April 1st, I've got to do some work on the house. But at least it'll be warmer. And maybe I'll find somebody that's likes ladders. Because it's not me. It's paint. You know, 99% of it's paint. That's all. And I, don't get me wrong. I know I've needed to paint it for a while. It doesn't look very good. But I'd rather clean a sewer than paint. Just me. My wife likes to paint. We taught her, and now she's got it all down. So some of the things we're going to talk about today, gas. Not that kind of gas. Though Jordan is usually glad that he's in that room and I'm in this one. But no, I'm talking about natural gas and propane. Because I've really gotten tired of suggesting this for people. And they say, I don't want it. Why? Because I'm scared. Eh? And I'm, they'd rather do things that are much less efficient than work with gas. So we'll discuss that. We'll have a nice little chat. Let me see. What else have we got? Places I want to go looking for at the home show. Like I've said in the early show, the kitchen is... It's time to go. It is so far beyond done that I don't even want to bring people in the house. If someone comes over, I'm like, hey, come on in. Sit in the living room. Ignore everything. Please. So one of the reasons I'm going out there, not just to hang out with my friends, but let's see if I can't find some ideas. And we'll talk about that, too. There is this thing out. Have you seen... Do you know what... Can you explain TikTok to me, Jordan?
Do you remember the site Vine?
Yeah, okay, kind of. So I never used it.
It's basically another iteration of Vine.
So, like, little mini videos.
Yes. And you can set it to, you know... clips and music and do wacky zany things.
Okay, well,
it's popular among the kids.
Well, the kids are doing something really stupid. They've decided to pull plugs partially out of the wall and see what happens when you drop something metal in there. So please, young people,
started with Tide Pods, yeah, and this is where we're at.
I'm
now.
Telling you now. Yeah, there was a thing recently where the thing was you put flammable liquids on yourself and set yourself on fire. I saw that. So, you people that think this is a good idea, please just go back to eating Tide Pods. Please, we'll discuss because it's a not good. And I'm going to help my brother-in-law redo a kitchen. Well, I'm going to give him the names of people. I'll probably do the plumbing. It'll happen. So that's what's going on. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show on News Radio WRVA. WRVA. I'm sure you're all just riveted to your televisions right now watching the impeachment trial. Just fascinating. Am I being a little cheeky? Yeah, I am. You know why? Because we all know how this is going to end. I do. Republicans have a majority. Democrats don't. Guess what? We know how it's going to go. That's my whole take on the whole thing. That's how it's going to go. So there you go. 833, I don't talk politics. I just wanted to drop that little nugget, okay? I'm not trying to cause a rift or get into it. I don't want to. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. So here's the deal. I'm surfing the internet, as one does, out of sheer boredom, and I see this thing, and they're calling it, I guess, the plug challenge or the receptacle challenge or something. There's always a challenge, right? Anyway, what was it a couple of years ago? It was the ice bucket challenge. I was down with ice bucket challenge. Go ahead. Dump water on each other. Ooh, it's cold. You're a hero. Really impressed. Then people started chewing on Tide Pods, which had people losing their minds. The governments were like, they need to change them so that they don't look so appetizing. Appetizing? Really? Just tells me those kids never had their mouth washed out with soap. Jordan, you ever have your mouth washed out with soap? A grandma? Or maybe a mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So kind of prevents you from ever eating a Tide Pod. It's like, for Christmas, someone sent me a very nice cookbook with a wooden spoon. And for the first time in my life, I was triggered. I unpack and there's a wooden spoon and I'm like, ah! You see a wooden spoon, I see an instrument of butt destruction. Yeah, you had a grandma. So anyway, it was ice bucket, then it was Tide Pods, and then there was some other stupid thing they were doing recently. But this, my friends, is the dumbest. But we'll work it to my advantage, so you know a little trick when you're doing some electrical work. What these morons, idiots, are doing is they're going over to a plug, a receptacle, in the wall where something is plugged into it. The hot and the neutral are plugged into it. And they pull it out just a little bit. Not a lot, just a little bit. And then they drop a penny or something metallic onto those prongs on purpose to see what's happening. You're causing a fire scooter. More in a minute. 833-804-1140. Rusty. Oh, let me try again. Rusty.
Yes.
You're on the Home Improvement Show.
Okay, good. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
The question I have, you're always talking about draining the hot water tank. And my question, I have a 10-year-old hot water tank that I've never drained before. And the biggest headache that I got is it takes an awful long time for the hot water itself to go all the way through all the sinks that I have in my house. And I'm just wondering, will draining that tank get the hot water faster to the different faucets?
Okay, first question, is it gas?
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie. So what you got is... a gas water heater heats from the bottom where electric works from the sides. So draining a gas water heater is very, very important. Draining an electric one, the only real reason to drain it is so when the water heater goes bad, it's easier to drain. What I would say, though, it's not the water heater having stuff in it that's making the water take a while. It's that it's cold. And you said, how big is the house? How many square feet?
Like 2,300.
Okay. How many bathrooms?
Three.
Now, you use one bathroom more than the others, right?
Yes.
And one of them's yours and one of them's your wife's?
Well, actually, we both like the same one.
Hold on a second. You do
as
understand.
As far as the water goes, as far as the shower, we love the shower, so it all, you know, we use the different bathrooms for different reasons, obviously, but...
Rusty, but I'm going to let you know right now, you married a unicorn, because almost every... As I told Jordan the other day, true love is sharing a single bathroom like we do at home. The thing is, one, it's cold, so the pipes underneath the house are chilly. So when you turn on the hot water, those pipes have to warm up and then get to where you're going. How long, honestly, be honest, how long does it take for the water to get there?
Probably 2 minutes.
Doubtful. I doubt it takes that long. But, okay, because everybody tells me it takes 2 minutes. It doesn't. It takes a lot less time than you think.
Well, and I'm sitting there watching it, so it's very possible I certainly can time it, but I just never thought about doing that.
Well, here's what I want you to do. There's two choices.
Okay.
Either one, you can be patient, which patience is cheap, or two, you can have a plumber come in and put a circulator underneath the faucet of the farthest bathroom. And what it's going to do, it's going to pull hot water in, push water back to the water heater, and that way you'll have constant hot water in all your faucets.
Okay, and I have heard of that.
All right, but that's your only choices. To be honest with you, it's a lot cheaper to be patient.
And I think that's exactly what I'm going to do.
There you go. Good man, Rusty.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. Don't forget, come and check me out. Be out at Meadow Event Park, 1 o'clock to 3 at Aikies, and 3 to 5 for Atlantic Drafting. Radio WRVA 833-804-1140. Jump into this right here. Mike in Richmond.
Yes. Richard, thanks for taking my call. We have a friend in Verina that came home from church last Sunday and had no power in her house. It's an older house, probably built in the 30s. And a meter had exploded. And BEPCO came out, and the insurance company came out, and BEPCO said, you need to call an electrician. I'm not sure what the analysis was, but they said it's not our problem. And the electrician came out later in the week, a day or two later, and they inspected it, and they thought that it really was power company. But then the power company came out and said, well, there's this foot of wire here. And I don't, you know, that's something that we didn't install or something. At first, they had said, this is so old that we don't even want to touch it. And so I'm not sure what caused something like that to explode. Is it possible that that foot of wire was not a grade that, you know, should have been used for that purpose or something like they used, like,
well, what she's probably dealing with, let's back up. I'm going to ask you some questions. Hopefully you got the answers. One, how old is the house?
Probably the 30s.
Okay. Has the electrical service ever been upgraded?
Yeah, I think it has circuit breakers.
All right.
I don't think it's fuses anymore.
Okay, and that's fine. But the question... what really comes into play here is, one, who put in the circuit breakers? How big?
Right.
I'm sorry?
My wife's saying something.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. We have to wonder, first of all, when were the circuit breakers installed? Two, was it done by a licensed electrician, which... In Verina, it's entirely possible that it wasn't. More than once, I have gone into houses where I'll find someone just pulled out the original fuse box, put in a breaker box, and didn't upgrade the electrical service or the wiring. Meaning, the service cable that was coming into the house itself. Now, it also could be that whoever put it in didn't ground it properly.
Right.
I'm sorry. Are you saying keep saying something?
No, I just was saying okay. I'm just trying to process this.
Okay, and I've gone into plenty of houses where it has the original service cable, which was four times too small for the panel box that was installed. Now, and if it's a very, very old meter, which it could be, there could have been, it's possible that something didn't trip properly. It was just pulling too much juice through the meter socket, which is what I'm thinking has happened, and it blew it that way. Now, what did her electrician have to say about this?
Well, I think that the situation now is that the power company says that you have to get all this checked out up to here, and that's what they're in the process of doing.
Yep.
And then once he gets that set up, then I guess they have to figure out if there's any damage in the house, because the house wasn't really started on fire, luckily, because I guess it's stucco.
Yes.
And so it didn't cause the house to burn down.
Which is a good thing. Oh. But if,
yes, it is.
But if that meter hadn't blown, and I mean, these are all ifs. This is radio. I don't have pictures.
Oh.
If that meter hadn't blown, but the service cable going into the electrical panel caught fire because it was too small, then her house would have burned to the ground.
Right.
So,
okay.
And I've also seen where people put in too small a panel and then they install central air conditioning and it's more than it can handle, or a heat pump, and there's more, they're pulling more juice.
Yeah, this house doesn't have that.
Okay. Again, radio, got to go through every single option.
Right. I can see what you're saying there.
But you're going to need a good electrician, somebody you trust. Ask around to your friends, say, who do you use? And understand, electricians, they're few and far between these days. They're running around like crazy people. But if she needs a new, if she needs a complete and total service upgrade, that's going to be about like $2,500 or more.
All right. Will any of that be covered by insurance, or is that not? Since, they're going to cover some of the, really wasn't that much damage.
That's going to be completely up to her insurance company. I can't speak for the insurance companies.
Right.
And the thing is, the best part, let's look at the upside. Nothing caught on fire, and nobody was around when it exploded, because my father used to talk about videos where they would like send a sledgehammer into a meter socket, and the explosion was incredible.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she has a cat. Yes.
So,
I'm glad.
So, first.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye. Wow. Knock on wood. Never seen it happen. I've never seen a meter socket explode. And I'm glad. But that could, we've come across this before where people, they had an old fuse box. Somebody said, hey, I can put in a breaker box for you. It'll be fine. That's why permits are important. Permits are important. One of the first things I did at Casa de McCann, one of the very first things. And by the way, I just realized a couple of days ago, it's 20 years. 20 years I've been in that house. And one of the very first things I did, I had to put in a breaker box. I put in a 200 amp breaker box. I ran service cable outside. I mounted a new meter. And because it was so far away, I mounted a disconnect. And then I made sure there was grounds going from the panel box to the water pipes and from the panel box to two ground rods outside. I don't like fuse boxes. I'm still after Jordan, because was it your grandmother's house you were living in?
Yeah.
That thing still has fuses.
Yep.
And as a home inspector, if you were trying to sell that place, I'd nail you to the ground on that.
Yeah.
I would definitely, you got to get that rid of it, because it's just, it's too old. It's been, electricity been going through it. Resistance equals heat. and turns that thing into a crispy critter.
Not a good situation.
No, and then people...
And the 70-year-old water heater, or however old it is.
You're just trying to make me weep openly on rare, aren't you? You little troll. Some people troll on Facebook. He does it to my face. Not good. Hopefully they'll figure that out. 833-804-1140 is how you get through to the show. I will, like I said, I'll be up at the in Doswell by 1 o'clock. I got to be there by 1. So you can come up there, visit me with Kirk Akey and his crew. He is feeling better. People keep asking me, how's Kirk? Because he's kind of, he's part of the show. And the thing about getting, recovering from a stroke is you cannot push yourself. You have to give yourself time to heal. And much like most of the people of his generation, they don't know how to do that. They just... I got to get it done. Got to get it done. Yeah. Well, we're going to make sure. I swear to you, I will kick him out of the home show. If I see him starting to slow down or having any problems whatsoever, my size 11 regular military issue boot, yep, you know where it's going. This is the home show. News Radio 1140 WRVA 96.1 FM. WRVA, welcome to the home show, 833-804-1140. Jump right back into it with Tom in Midlothian.
Good morning, Richard. I have a hot water heater question. It's not about the hot water heater itself, but my supply lines, copper supply lines coming to it. When I had it replaced 14 and a half years ago, I had them put in, I bought some inline ball valves for each side for the hot and cold, and on the rise, 12 inches above the top of the hot water heater in the mechanical room, they plumb them in, so if I ever have to replace it again, you know, it'd be a lot easier. Anyway, my question is, I was inspecting it today because I have them insulated, and I peeled back the slipped the insulation jacket off around the inline valves, and all of them, but one on one end, there's about a 1 inch or so. You know how batteries, when they go bad, they get that white buildup and it's crusty? Okay. Do I need to scrape that off the solder weld, the soldering to that end of that inline valve, or will I create a problem, or do I need to scrape it off and neutralize it with something?
Wow. Okay, you know what? I'm going to... Tom, do you mind if I go back to the very first part of what you said to me?
Okay.
You said to me... A 14-year-old water heater.
14 and a half.
And you don't see a problem there?
Hey, it's it's working. Never had a leak. Never had a leak with
actually,
it. And it's in a cement-floored mechanical room adjacent to one end of the house.
Okay, so but the thing is, you do have a leak. What happens is you had a slight leak, and it corroded itself shut. It happens.
Well, it hasn't affected the water supply performance of the thing. All right, I need to get the re-solder that copper pipe supply pipe on that valve side on the inlet valve side, so it doesn't cause a blockage, like you said, or a leak.
It's not going to cause a blockage. It's going to cause a leak.
Yeah, that's why it's called. Can I neutralize that corrosion there?
No, because it's just hiding a hole. See, we went through this in Verina. Verina it has the worst water in Virginia. It's disgusting, and it's very, very acidic. And what we would find is you go up underneath somebody's house, and you see all these little greenish-white stalactites on the plumbing. And what it is the water started to drip, and then it corroded itself shut. Then it would start to drip again, then it would corrode itself shut. And by the third time it does it, it's just blowing water all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the corrosion is on the wrong side of the inline valve. Otherwise, I could turn the valve off. And
no, you're gonna have to turn off the entire house, drain it out, cut it loose. You could cut it out and replace the fitting with a shark bite.
What's that?
It's, do you know what a Chinese finger puzzle is?
Nope.
You don't remember Chinese finger puzzles when you were a kid. You stick a finger in both sides, and the more you pull, the tighter it gets.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember now. It's sort of like a woven basket type thing. Yeah,
yeah. It's a shark bite fitting. A shark bite fitting is based on Chinese finger puzzle technology.
Okay.
So you slide the pipes into either side, read the instructions, make sure that it's clean, there's no barbs, and that way you can get it done quickly, because I don't know if you've got enough good pipe there to resolder it.
Well, the pipe looks good. Well, I don't know. It's covered up by that crusty stuff.
Hate to say it, bud, I'm right on this one.
Yeah, I think you are. And I did a real bad thing, too. I've never flushed that thing out since it was installed, you know, at the bottom.
Is it gas or electric?
Electric.
Won't hurt it, but it's going to make it a real drag when you want to replace that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
All right, you got some work ahead of you, but keep that blanket off of that water heater, because you're not going to know if that thing's leaking if you got that blanket on there.
Oh, I don't have it's a conditioned mechanical room. I don't have a blanket on it. I just have it on all the copper pipes coming to it and under the house coming to it.
All right. Well, I'm not crazy about 14-year-old water heaters, but good luck.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. I mean, who am I to talk? Every time I walk downstairs, I look at my water heater. It's probably every bit of that old, and I expect it to go at any time. Any time. Dale in Chesterfield.
Hey, just got a quick question. I just had a gas furnace installed in my house, and we bought the house a couple years ago, and I'm anticipating that I have to replace the electric water heater eventually, and my furnace is right next to it, so it's easy to me connect a gas hot water heater. Will it be more economical to have a gas water heater, or is electric more economical?
How many people in the house?
Two.
Go gas.
Okay.
Just make sure that you're able to vent it. That's going to be the real trick.
Okay.
And, you know, talk to your plumber ahead of time. Make sure you've got enough gas service to run a water heater and your, you say furnace?
Yes, gas furnace. Okay. Just for one level of the house. So
that's the two questions. Can I vent it properly, and do I have enough supply for the water heater?
Oh, all right.
All right, there you go.
Thanks, sir.
You are welcome. I'd go gas every day of the week. I couldn't vent it for my house. I was going to put in a gas water heater, but there was no place to really vent it properly. I didn't want to go through the side of the house. And I thought about putting in a tankless. I love a tankless water heater. Who doesn't love a tankless water heater? There's two people in my house. Neither one of us take that long. You know, I've lost a good chunk of my hair, so it doesn't take long to wash. She, on the other hand, has that hair like a Shetland pony. So is the shower time's not really the problem. It's the drain. That's a different thing. Entirely. But again, there's no purpose in getting more than a 50-gallon water heater. Now, I will say this real quick in my own defense. When she first moved in, she climbed in to take a shower, and she didn't know the little quirks of my house, because the faucet in the tub is original, and I really don't want to replace it. I like it. I like the looks of it. I like the feel of it. But she climbed in, and she just turned it on full blast. Like you would in a new house. Well, the thing is about my bathroom is you only have to crack them and you're getting full flow. So crack, crack. Well, she turns on full blast, emptied the 50-gallon water heater in like 5 minutes. It was just, okay, 10 minutes. But it's next thing I know, I'm sitting there just trying to enjoy myself, and I hear a scream. I go running in there, and the water was ice cold, and she's upset, and I'm like, wait a minute. She's like, wait. And then I had to show her, and now it's fine. You know, just crack, crack, and you're pretty much done. But those little quirks, but a 50-gallon water heater for two people, good. You're good, especially with the new water saver faucets and the water saver shower heads. You're fine. Don't go to a lot. I don't even think I'd put in the gas. If it's electric and it's there, yeah, what the heck? It's not costing you that much. just put in an electric and call it a day. It'll be a lot cheaper to install. You could probably do it yourself. 833-804-1140. Gordon, I see you. I'll get to you in just a minute.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dose of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. 833-804-1140, that's how you get through to the show. And this is, Gordon, sorry, looking at the wrong thing. Gordon?
That's all right. That's all right. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, I just had a real quick question for you. I've bought a refrigerator, but the house never had a ice maker. Water line ran to it, so I ran a water line to the ice maker, but I only get half ice cubes. And it's been like 3 months. I figure maybe it caught half a cycle when I plugged it in, or maybe there was an air bubble, but it just only gives me like three cubes every time.
All right. So, okay. One is, how did you run a water line? Did you just, you know, run it into the back of the refrigerator and then over to like a saddle valve, a piercing valve?
Yes.
Okay. Illegal.
I don't know.
Yeah. Those things aren't kosher at all. Don't worry. Okay. Hey, wait, before you get hard on yourself, I've probably installed 100 of them before they said, you can't do that anymore. Probably you're just not getting a proper flow. That thing, all ice makers run on timers, you know? So once the valve opens to release water, it releases it for a certain amount of time, and then it turns itself off. Now, it could be you're just not getting the proper flow. It's entirely possible. Or there could be a defect in the ice maker, which is under warranty.
Okay.
Remember that you just bought it, so it still has a warranty on it.
Right.
The only other thing is, it could have come with a defective filter. I doubt it. But probably what you need to do is have a proper ice maker line run to that, which is, believe it or not, supposed to be braided stainless steel.
Okay, yep, because this one is not.
Don't be hard. Hey, look, I'm just glad you tried and you didn't flood the house. But
that is a good point.
But you're in Richmond, you know, call Bremac. Do you have copper? You obviously have copper lines?
Yes.
Okay. So just tell them that you need an ice maker valve installed and a line run. It really shouldn't be that expensive.
Okay, that's perfect.
All right, sir. Gordon.
All right. I appreciate it.
Good try. Good try. We're proud of you. But
maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Thanks, Gordon.
All right. Love the show. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Look, I can't criticize him. I've done the same thing myself. You know, because it was legal. Now they're saying, no. No, that's not legal anymore. So that's what I see about that. 833-804-1140. I don't think I covered this last week, but it cracked me up. This past Monday was the big rally. We talked about it last Saturday, and it turned out well. That's the only way I can put it. I mean, things can be spun. Opinions. That's one of the things that bothers me about some news out there. It's opinion. In my opinion, we were under siege. One news outlet actually said that. And it's a news outlet I respect. The town was under siege. No, not really. People standing around. All the pictures I saw was pretty diverse crowd. But that being what it is. But I saw this last week. And sometimes I just wonder what the logic is. if you don't mind. Now, this is what it is. For those of you who follow it, the UK pretty much outlawed all guns years ago. You ever watch a British mobster movie and someone gets, huh? Am I wrong?
No. I was just, you asked the question. I was just shaking my head. No.
Okay.
Carry on.
They outlawed guns a long time ago. If you ever watch like a British mobster movie, if someone gets a hold of a gun, it's some kind of weird gun that you've never seen before, and they all act like they've never seen one because a lot of people never have. Well, what that did was led to a rise in people being attacked with knives. Because bad people do bad things. And so a cutler coming in England, this is a true story, I swear to you, this is killing me. A cutler company in England has designed a new line of kitchen knives with square tips in an effort to reduce the rising knife crime that has plagued the United Kingdom. That's right. People got all stabby. And I'm not making fun of it. It's a terrible thing. It's painful. The Vinners firm, founded in Sheffield in 1908, created the Assure range of blunt-tipped knives after knife-related crime reached a record high in England and Wales last year. On October 19th, the BBC reported new figures have shown a 7% rise in knife crime, a record high, in the months from June 28th to June 29th. The data shows offenses involved a knife or a sharp instrument increased from 41,000. 41,000 to over 44,000 in 12 months. 44,000 people got cut or stabbed. When knife-related crime incidents at a record high and report 285 fatalities, that's a lot of people. In the last 12 months alone, the UK government has taken the decision to reclassify kitchen knives as an offensive weapon with the new Offensive Weapons Act, leading some retailers to remove single knives from sales in retail stores, companies said in a new release. The firm has responded to new litigation and designed a square-ended knife that are shaped to reduce and prevent injuries, accidents, and fatalities while still maintaining their functionality. Look, I'm not a politician. You might have noticed that. But something's telling me that the government in the UK doesn't quite understand how a knife works. It cuts. Now you're going,
sir, do you have kitchen knives?
Yes.
We're going to need those. If they have a tip on them.
I feel like I'm in that movie Idiocracy. Anybody seen that movie? I have. It's got electrolytes. So yeah, somebody decided, well, you know what we can do to keep from being so stabby? We won't put a point on it. Makes complete and total sense to me. 833-804-1140. Just so stupid. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. Reminding you all, I'll be hanging out with Kirk Akey and Akey's Home Improvement and Atlantic Drafting Services up in Doswell today. 1 until 3 for Akey's and 3 until 5 for Atlantic Drafting Services. So come on out. Check their booths out. Because they work hand in hand. I met one through the other. And so you talk to Atlantic Drafting, say, this is what I think I want. He'll draw it up, and then you take it over to Kirk and say, this is what I want you to build. And he'll say, fine, we can do that. Get to check out all their services. And, hey, if you want, you can meet me. I'm the one in the WRVA shirt. It's, you know, radio. This is the home show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome, 833-804-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show. So I had the weirdest conversation with somebody here at the station. And I didn't intend that to rhyme, but it did. I was talking to a friend of mine who lives out in the country, which I get, I've done that.
I haven't in a while. Realized just the other day, by the way, 20 years I've been in Casa de McCann. 20 years. It's like putting on a comfy sweater. You know what I'm saying?
It feels good in here.
And we were talking about heat because she's out in the middle of nowhere, and I was telling her about putting in the radiators last year and how just delightful it is. And I'll be honest with you, the wife and I have considered moving. We started kicking around the idea. I just said it's a comfy sweater. But there's certain things we could use. A little bit more space to store stuff would be nice. A garage. I really, really want a garage. It's painful. But aside from that, the house is perfect for us. Two bedroom, one bath. I could put another commode downstairs. We'd be fine. But I was talking about the heat. That one of the things, if I move, one of the things I'm going to absolutely despise is I'm probably going to end up living someplace that doesn't have hot water heat. They're hard to find. And that would drive me batty. I don't think I could live on hot air. I just don't like it. And she says to me, we have baseboards. And my first thought was, electric baseboards? She goes, no, like the water in it, baseboards. I'm like, oh my goodness, you have hot water baseboard? That place must be toasty. Feel real good. She goes, yeah, but it's expensive. And I'm like, wait, what's expensive? Because she's running a boiler. And out in King William, they don't exactly have natural gas. She says, I said, you run on oil, don't you? She goes, yes. And that means that, she told me, a cold winter is about $1,500 a year. A warmer winter is $1,200. I said, well, how old's the boiler? She's like, 20 years. I'm like, okay, here's what you do. I said, call my people and have them install a propane boiler and have them put in the propane. She goes, makes that face. I don't even know what you call that face. And I said, what's the face? What are you doing here? She goes, I'm scared of propane. I'm like, what? She goes, I'm scared of gas. And I had to ask her, I was like, so why? Gas explodes. And I seriously, I just shook my head like, what? Gas explodes. Do you know how many times I've heard this over the years? Now, not picking on any gender, but it's usually women. And I say, what you could do is you could convert over to gas because it's so much cheaper. I don't want gas. Why? It explodes. I mean, we've all seen, the first part of Fight Club. Oh, there was a gas leak and then the refrigerator set it off and it blew up. No, it doesn't. First of all, gas appliances, super safe. They've been advancing for decades. In fact, I find it hysterical. I still have a gas stove that has a pilot light. They don't even do pilot lights anymore. They do spark ignition. And then to say, it blows up, it's not. I'll tell you more in just one second. First, George.
Hi, Richard. How are you this morning?
I'll be better when you turn off the radio.
How about now?
Much better.
Okay. When I flush the toilet, there's about, it used to be around a minute or less to go through that cycle of filling up the water, and then it would stop. Now, mine, the last few days, I timed it. It goes at least 2 minutes. It does stop. But what do you think's causing that? Is that adding to my water bill, you think?
I doubt it's adding to your water bill. Probably what's going on is the fill valve has got some trash in it, which is restricting the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's taking longer to fill.
Okay. Because I think you told me one time that a minute or less is normal, right? Is that
it honestly depends on the toilet, and whenever I said that, it must have been a long time ago.
Yeah, it probably was. I've been listening to you a long time, so it could have been.
It's been 17 years.
So, yeah, we're all getting old together.
Yep, that's right. So, but anyway, what do I need to do about that?
Just replace the fill valve. I mean, you go get a Fluid Master or a Hunter. The Hunter doesn't even require tools. You know, I mean, the most you're going to need is a pair of channel locks. Turn off the water, empty out the tank and the bowl. Well, you don't need to empty the bowl, but you need to empty out the tank. Unscrew the old one, pull it out, put the new one in. You're done. Adjust the height of it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your advice with that.
All right there. Go for it, George. Go forth and home improve.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. You can do it. That's one of the things I believe you can do. You can rebuild your toilet. You'll be okay. The worst thing that could happen, absolute worst thing that could happen, you get water on the floor. Big deal. Get a towel. It'll be fine. But make sure it's as empty as possible. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. Also, you can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Remember, it's Richard McCann, McKANN. RVA 833-804-1140. Jumping in with both feet, Bob.
Yes.
What's going on in Chesterfield?
I was just going back to your earlier caller about 45 minutes or so ago. Couldn't call you on the meter that blew up.
Oh my! That was an hour and a half ago. But yeah, the meter blew up.
Yep. All right. Two things. If the meter blew up, that meant that something happened on the output of the meter, which could be wiring, could be anything like that. You know, it could be an anomaly that took place in the circuit breaker. But he replaced the panel which had a fuse in it, and now they went to a circuit breaker.
Right.
If whoever put it in didn't upgrade, and it was copper wire, not aluminum, aluminum would have burned itself right out. I don't think it would have created catastrophic failure. But I worked in industrial, so I worked around 600-amp switch gears, 1,500-amp switch gears. And, yeah, when they go, they create an explosion.
You know,
that's what
I am so glad I never got up to that size voltage, because I heard that stuff will reach out and grab you.
Oh, yeah. You have, like I said, very protective clothing you have to wear. But as I said, he had an anomaly. We know that. But what you didn't ask him was, what was his size breaker and his new breaker panel that was put in? Because then that would allow it to go all the way into all of the circuit breaker, you know.
Bob, the reason I didn't ask that question was because he wasn't going to know. And I didn't want to frustrate.
I
don't want to frustrate people. He was calling for a friend. So I'm nice.
Sometimes. I'm just passing on to you. When something like that happens, everybody thinks it's somebody else's problem, and it may not have been Virginia Power's. But what they need to do is get a inspector out there that is knowledgeable and confirm it. Because I've seen two after the fact blow up. One of them I know why it blew up. But the other one, it was all after the fact, and I didn't do a whole lot of research on that one. But and I'm talking about residential now. You know.
Sure.
So it does happen, and it the fact that it was the meter they gave up, and he may have had a 100-amp circuit breaker in there, but the wire size, we don't know whether it was ever improved on or not. From 60 to 100. That's what I'm speculating.
And that's exactly what I said. My money says they didn't upgrade the service cable. Bob, I got them lined up like rockets, so I appreciate you calling.
Sure. Right.
Bye. All right. Let me see. Jay in Henrico.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I've got about 6 woodpecker holes that I need to fill on the side of my house.
Mm-hmm.
Got the old cedar siding. Researched a couple ways to do it, but I'm just hoping you might have a better way. It's obviously hollow in the back, and I just got to fill it. I've seen everything from Bondo to just regular old wood filler. What do you suggest?
What I used to use, and I mean, this is a long time ago, but it was incredibly strong. is they make a wood filler that essentially is Bondo. It's not the same thing you use on a car, but you mix it together just like Bondo, and it is incredibly durable. It doesn't come out red. It comes out kind of all beige. And I used to put, I had to redo some windows on a loft building. And we're talking panes of glass that were 4 foot by 4 foot. And the frames were half rotted. I couldn't get any of them replaced. So I rebuilt them using that product. And pat myself on the back when I was done. You could lift them with one finger. But that's what I would look at, these two-part wood fillers. Then you need to worry about the woodpeckers coming back.
Exactly. The battle continues.
Rubber snakes.
Rubber snakes?
Rubber snakes. Yeah, pick up. Like
hanging from the rafters?
Yeah, you know, put them close to where they were digging because their nature is to come back. And there's some people that have said, you know, you can bait them out away from the property. But, you know, when I have a squirrel or a problem like that, rubber snakes.
All right. I'll see if I can't do that, but that wood filler especially sounds interesting. I'll dig into that a little bit more, too.
All right. Don't mix it according to the directions. Otherwise, that stuff will turn into a brick with the quickness.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot.
No problem. Take care. All right. 833-804-1140. Jim in Mechanicsville.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, I know you got enough questions. I haven't heard this answered or this question asked yet. I'm thinking as the implicit. I'm going to start with, I'm going to replace the flooring in my
Jim, we're having a terrible connection. Are you on speaker or something?
Yeah. Okay, I got it. Is that better?
Much.
Okay, yes, speaker, that's it. All right, let's see. I'm replacing the floor in my kitchen, utility room, my hot water heater that's like 18 years old. It's been sitting on the same linoleum from 1978, so it's time to get rid of it. I want to put a tankless water heater in, and there's only two of us, and it's going to be electric. But my thing is, my hobby has been fish tanks, and I do about 400 gallons worth of water changes, you know, on Sunday afternoons. And if I had a hot water, a tankless water heater, can I adjust the temperature down to like 85, 82 degrees and just run it straight through like that and then change it back up later on? Or am I just thinking something that's not really feasible or workable?
All right, Jim. Do you want the bad news or the bad news? Or possibly,
the bad news, fine.
Or possibly the bad news. Okay, here we go. One, how big is your electrical panel?
100 amp.
Yep. Okay, I don't need to go any farther. You can't have an electric water heater, electric tankless water heater. Just because you don't have
not
the juice.
Big enough, I have
it. You don't have enough juice to run it. The other thing I was going to say is they don't work in Virginia. They just don't because our water's too cold coming out of the ground. And three, you can't really adjust them down that precisely.
Okay, this was what I'm sure to figure out and to figure out. I'm going to change it and replace it. That might be a good idea. So
yeah, my
dreams are busted. My idea is not good for Virginia.
But you know what? You only need a 50-gallon water heater. There's only two of you, and that's going to be much cheaper than...
Yeah. I got you there. Okay, installation.
Now my turn. Why are you changing out the water in your fish tanks every week?
Because I've got like 1,000 gallons worth of fish, and that's just what I do when I clean them out, and it's been working for years. By the time I get close to the end, I keep adjusting the temperature going in and out of the tank.
So are you raising raising minnows?
No. I've got some big. I've got a 365-gallon tank and 90-gallon tanks and other tanks.
Tropical. So most of the people I know that are into tropical fish really hot and heavy, they go to that the fish store over there by the raceway. Is that where you go?
Yeah, Zalia. Yeah, school of fish is pretty good, too.
Okay. I had to do some electrical work there one time. It was a nightmare trying to get behind those tanks.
School fish or azalea?
Azalea.
Both of them.
Azalea.
They're good people.
Oh, they were great. They were great people. But I've got two cats, so there's no way I'm getting a fish tank.
You're right.
All right, Jim. Go forth and home improve.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, sorry. I really am. Because I was one of the first people was like, an electric tankless. This will be epic. Because there were so many people that wanted instant hot water. By the way, real quick, it doesn't mean it gets there faster. Instant hot water just means that it's making it as you need it. Too many people tell me, I got a tankless water heater and it takes forever for it to get to the bathtub. In fact, I tell you the truth, with a tankless water heater, it takes a little bit longer to get to your bathtub. Because if you have a tankless water heater, you turn on the bathtub and the water starts to flow and the water heater has to wake up and go, hey, we're making hot water here. Well, let's get to that. And then it starts to generate. So you're actually adding about 10 seconds once you put in the tankless water heater. Complaint that people have, we're so impatient. So very impatient. I had to wait for it to get there. Yeah. I'm wasting money. You really aren't. I'm sorry, you really aren't. But then what I found head first into a brick wall was with the tankless water heaters. Two things. One, do you have enough electricity in your panel box? He had 100 amps. Nope. Last one I installed took 360 amp breakers. Kid you not. And then what I had to do, I kept going back and trying to figure out why these things weren't working properly. And then it finally just came out to the fact that it's too cold. Electric tankless down in Georgia? Great. Louisiana, all those warm states, Florida, yeah, works fantastic. Once you hit Virginia, no, doesn't work. By the way, if you are in Florida, watch out for falling iguanas. I know you've seen that story. It cracks me up. But what's the shame is, there shouldn't be iguanas in Florida. They're not native. People just got iguanas and said, man, this thing's getting big and eats a lot. I'm going to put it outside. There you go. Go, iguana. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8 and 10 until noon. And we're going to keep on doing it until the whole building falls down. That's it. I'm not stopping. They'll take me out feet first or in handcuffs. That's the way it's going to end. So there you have it. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. One of my listeners just sent me a message. He said, Richard, we put in a Rheem electric tankless water heater. Now, I've seen these at the box stores. They got into the tankless water heater business some time ago. He says it runs on two 40-amp double poles, and they've had no problems whatsoever. Now, there are only two people, which is good. And if they put in water savers around there, it could. He says maybe the tech has changed. You know what? That's possible. It's entirely possible. It's been a while since I put in an electric tankless. And, I do what I can with the knowledge I've got. Now, of course, if Rheem wants to send me one of these things that I can install in my house and try it out, I'll be more than happy to put it in. Because I'm going to have to replace my water heater soon. It's going to go. I installed that a long time ago because when I first moved into the house, my boiler had to run year-round. I ran off a hot water coil. And that's miserable. One, it kept the house hot, which I hated. Two, I had to keep oil in my house year round, which was another expense. And three, I'd run out of hot water. So I didn't like it. Andrew in Williamsburg.
Hey. My question for you is, the house that I had, it's about 2,500 square feet. It was built in the late 60s, and the main circuit breaker panel for the house, not sure what the panel itself is rated at, but the main breaker for the house is 60 amps. The entire house is electric except for a natural gas furnace. And I'm trying to determine, is it worth upgrading the entire panel?
I don't even know how you're running the whole place on a 60-amp panel.
I know the main breaker is rated at 60 amps, but the panel itself got about 12 singles on each side. And some of those are doubles for like the range and stuff, and the water heater.
I don't think you're looking at your panel right. To be honest with you, because that...
I know the main... I don't think the panel's rated that, but the main breaker is rated at 60 amps.
Yeah, call an electrician and see if you need to upgrade, because I'd rather have 200 amps in there, especially if you ever think about selling the place. Is it got and it does have breakers?
Yes, it does have breakers.
You know what? Something's not right there. Something's not adding up. Look inside the panel. When you open up the panel, look inside the door where the sticker is, and that'll tell you what it's rated for. But I can't believe that the whole thing is running off a 60-amp breaker. Somewhere we're having a miscommunication, okay?
All right.
But if you do think it's 60 amps, yeah, I'd call an electrician, get that thing upgraded.
All right, then that is what I wanted to know.
Yeah, 200 amps, get there.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Take care, sir. And let me see. Oh. Doug, what's going on, big man?
Ho, 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 how you doing, Richard?
I'm good, brother. Not much sleep last night, but, you know, I don't need it.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I just had some siding rehung, and I've got to put the gutters back. And I've got two 16-foot side-to-side pieces, and then a 32-foot end-to-end. Now, the 32-foot actually has a downspout on each end, and the 16s tie into each end of that. How much of a drop, I'm sitting there using my hands to talk to you, how much of a drop should I start from one end to the other?
You don't put gutters at an angle.
Being flush?
Gutters empty through volume. I watched my dad use the plumbing method for a gutter one time, and it ended up like, it ended up at like a 22 degree angle. It was awful. No, you just hang them straight and level.
Okay.
And if you're looking for somebody to do it, come on up to the home show and talk to some of the people that sell gutters.
If I get a chance, I will. I got promised by somebody that they'd do it, but I haven't seen them yet. So
don't do it yourself.
I'll give them a couple.
Do not attempt to do it yourself. You know your bones don't heal as fast as they used to.
You know me so well, Richard.
I do indeed. Thanks, Doug.
All right, bye-bye, bud.
No, it's funny. I remember as a kid, my dad was hanging gutters, and he's. I said, Dad, it's crooked. He goes, no, it has to have fall. But it's crooked. The gutters on all the other houses aren't crooked. That's crooked. So no, you hang gutters straight. That's, you know, some water sits in them. It's one of the reasons you want to keep them clean, to get all that extra water out. Because if you leave the leaves and everything in there, it'll hold that water a little longer. And next thing you know, mosquitoes. That's not good. Not good at all. So my friends, it is a absolutely stunning day outside in Virginia. It's going to be nice again tomorrow. So please take advantage of it. Get outside and do something. And if you want, come on up to the home show. I'm going to be hanging out, like I said, from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock at Akey's, and then from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock with Atlantic Drafting Services. So you've heard me talk about them. Now's your chance to actually get to meet them. And, hey, why not get a chance to meet me, too? I like meeting my listeners
I'm too much of a homebody. I admit it. So I'm getting out of the house. My wife's okay with it. Reminding you also, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. It's Richard McCann, McKANN, and go to WRVA.com. You can download podcasts of the show. So you miss any of the shows for the last, what, 2-3 years. They're up there. You can download them, listen to them at your leisure, and then share them with your friends. Tell your friends who listen to podcasts, hey, check this guy out. Why not, right? Well, my friends, that's it. I will see you here next week. Jordan, light up. Let's get out of here. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pressing all the right buttons. Dennis for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. Everybody that called in made my life a lot more fun and a lot easier. God bless you. Go outside. Do something. Visit the home show. Find a patio someplace. Just get out and enjoy it, because you know it's going to get cold. My name is Richard McCann. I'll see you right here next week on News Radio WRVA.
Paya! Paya!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.